Welcome back to Rob's Reliability Project. I'm Rob Kalvarowski. On this week's episode, I welcome Peter Finn to the show. Peter is the host of the Full Production Podcast and the Managing Director of Phase Contracting. Let's dive into that. Like, what is the mining perception of mining, and how are you trying to change it?
That's not a short answer, mate. Well, you know, you go to, you know, living in New Zealand at the moment, you know, mining, you know, they had a really bad accident here in Pike River. They had, you know, killed like 30-something guys. It's a shocking story. If you ever get a chance, Google the Pike River accident in New Zealand. And, you know, that's actually changed New Zealand's way and approach to legislation around their whole work and safety well-being around, you know, all work fronts. But ultimately, you know, mining, you know, you mentioned mining, and, you know, what's some of the first things that come to people's head? It's money motivated and environmental wrecking machines. Is that sort of something that comes to your mind, Rob, when you mention mining?
I'm not necessarily sure about the money motivated, but definitely the environmental part. We definitely have that here. I mean, in Alberta, I guess money motivated is part of it. We're big in oil and gas here, so that's also money motivated as well.
Yeah. Well, because ultimately what happens is, you know, you even say environmental. So let's look at Vale. Vale had that tails dam slip in Brazil. Do you remember that about 2 years ago?
Yes, sir.
And do you remember how many people it killed?
No. How many did it kill?
Yeah, I think it was like near 250. And don't quote me, I think it was right up there. And you think about it, that only made the papers for a couple of weeks, you know, in the scale of how big it was. But because Vale have made this decision of being, you know, trying to chase production, and it's had a tails dam slip, which has had catastrophic outcomes, do you think that this looks bad on Vale, or do you think that looks bad on the whole mining industry?
Well, it's everybody.
There you go. So all of a sudden, you know, because of someone else's actions, it reflects badly on all of us, you know, and you want to flip it around to say, righto, yeah, there's been some really bad decisions made in mining, and unfortunately we only talk about the bad things, we don't talk about the good things. And then you start talking about, you know, what mining gives. You know, I live in New Zealand, which is very environmental-based country, and, you know, usually it starts off as a friendly barbecue where they're all like, oh, you're in the mining. Oh, yeah, cool. And then all of a sudden they get a few beers and they get a bit more inquisitive and they get their political hat on, you know, and they think, oh, you know, right. And I say, well, look, put it this way. Put your phone down, because there's a good chance that every product that's made in your phone is from mining. Gold, lithium. I said, when you get home, don't turn your lights on because it's made out of copper. That's from mining too. All the power that powers it, which is coal. And then and then you sort of paint the picture that, you know, mining is in our everyday life. It's essential. And then I sort of say, right, not only is it essential, that these operations from a mining point of view also give people a lifestyle. They give people a community. They give people a sense of belonging. You know, you go to anywhere, you know, Fort McMurray, you know, Kalgoorlie, wherever you go, the Cobar region, these mines provide people's lifestyles, livelihoods. And there's so much more to the picture that makes sense. And it's just a matter of, you know, and then they get to meet the people, because, you know, they get to meet people like yourself and other people that have had on the podcast and try and change that perception of actually people in the mining actually do care, you know, about, you know, and we're trying to change it now. You know, I see the female mining push, and having a guy that comes from a family of six sisters, you know, the female push in mining is awesome, because we need, you know, we all know what it's like when, you know, I've been to meetings and you see these two men with full of testosterone start pointing fingers at each other, but then a female walks in the room and it goes dead quiet. And, you know, it's amazing what mask, you know, people put on during, you know, operational, you know, meetings or in different environments, you know, and when a lady's around, people put a certain mask on. And I think females, you know, they bring a different dimension of, you know, skill sets between the real yin and yang. And I think they add a fair bit of value. You know, I know some female operators that are just absolutely awesome. Can, you know, don't wreck the machine. Nice and clean, nice and tidy, you know, and, you know, jump into a man's, you know, machine that's just got out of it. And, you know, there's rubbish everywhere. They haven't washed it. They're probably, you know, dinged it against the wall somewhere. So, you know, there's a lot of topics we could talk about, you know, mining and changing the perception of it. And, you know, the big reason why I want to do it and my own personal motivators is because, you know, I'm 34. you know, what am I going to be talking about and what am I going to be dealing with when I'm 64 or 74 or 84, you know, and we're going to evolve. And, you know, humans are changing too, so we need to make our industry more attractive, you know. It's gone from being money motivated, and you go look at Deloitte. Deloitte's done a, I think it's, you can go Google it, Deloitte's done a 2019 Millennial Xenia report. You know, kids are changing. People that are coming through, the generations are changing. You know, innovation's changing, and we need to embrace it.